Behind the bench with Doug Bodger, assistant coach of the Victoria Royals. This is coming off a 6-3 loss to the Calgary Hitmen. They needed an empty netter as well. But what in your mind was the difference in this one?
Obviously, their power play. That hurt us. We ended up with a 5-on-3 there, and lucky bounce went off Mitchell's foot and into the net. So we really killed that well. I thought it was one of our best 5-on-3 kills of the year. The guys that were out there were sticks are in the lane. They were doing a great job, and then it ends up going off Prosser's foot and in the net. So just bad luck there, and the guys battled hard, and it wasn't a disappointing effort. The effort was there. We just couldn't find it. Pfizer hit the crossbar, a couple posts. So we just didn't get the break tonight, and it wasn't for a lack of effort, that's for sure.
Impressive since coming off playing, it's your fourth game in 5 nights, plus less than 24 hours those last two, plus travel.
Yeah, I was surprised. The guys had a lot of energy tonight. We weren't sure what was going to happen. We thought, this last night was going to kill them, and they actually had some jump, and Taryn Pfizer was flying out there today, and a lot of guys looked good. So we were happy with that, and just didn't get a break when we needed one.
That line with Hanoon, Pfizer and Oliver, they've really seemed to they're just really clicking, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really doing great together. They're starting to get a feel for each other. No worry, everybody's going to go. And, Nooner's great with handling the puck and sees the ice so well. So those guys are starting to realize that they can get in the open and Nooner's going to find them. So, and then going to the net, they're finding him back door a lot too. So I think they're really starting to click, and it's really nice to see.
How about missing six guys, five of which are injured right now for your group, and you got three 16-year-olds joining the team?
Yeah, it's tougher, banged up a little bit right now, but the guys are getting opportunity. Yoder's, getting a lot of ice time, and some guys in the back end are getting some ice time, so it's a chance to jump up and impress the coaching staff and the management, and Yoder's done that, and he's jumped in there. He scored a couple goals last week, so... It's a good opportunity, and the guys, sometimes they get disappointed when they're on the fourth line, but you never know what's going to happen. Their injuries happen, so you got to be ready and know what you're doing. So they got to take advantage of that opportunity.
Doesn't get any easier. You got top two teams in the Central Division to face yet at the end of this trip. You got Edmonton and Red Deer, but looks like you got 2 days to recover.
Yeah, that's a good thing. We got 2 days to regroup here, and forget about the last game. We won a big one, Lethbridge, lost a tough one, Medicine Hat, won a big one the other night in Kootenay, and then a tough one this one. So we're right back at her again. These guys have been pretty good on the road so far. Hopefully we can keep it up, and we got to keep that energy level up. Forecheck hard, be nasty, and we'll throw it out there in Edmonton, see what we can do.
That's Royals assistant coach Doug Bodger.